USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After yesterday morning's synagogue shooting in Pittsburgh that leaves 11 people dead and 6 wounded, the Israeli Prime Minister says,
"The entire people of Israel grieve with the families of the dead. We stand together with the Jewish community of Pittsburgh. We stand together with the American people in the face of this horrendous anti-Semitic brutality."
3 police officers among the 11 killed. The suspected gunman, Robert Bowers, is believed to be a neo-Nazi based on his social media postings. He's in a hospital after being shot by police, facing 29 federal charges. The Attorney General of Saudi Arabia is in Turkey today to hold talks with investigators there, looking into the murder of Saudi writer Jamal Khashoggi, killed in the kingdom's Istanbul consulate earlier this month. And this is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225. 7225 or go to mdtopical.com.
Earlier estimated to be about $750 million by the time it was drawn, last night's Powerball jackpot was said to be a little bit below that, about $688 million, but still pretty big by lottery standards. And today, word is 2 people hold winning tickets for that huge jackpot last night. Richard Lustig has won several major lottery jackpots over the years, and he says the winners can often be hit with problems they weren't expecting.
So the first thing you want to do is hire yourself a good accountant, a good financial planner, and a good lawyer.
Speaking of wins, the Red Sox had one last night in the World Series, and the manager of the Dodgers is now shrugging off a President Trump tweet criticizing him for pulling Rich Hill off the mound in last night's game. The Red Sox then rallied to win game 4-9-6. One more win, and they'll take the series. This is USA Radio News.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
In the Democrats' weekly address, U.S. Senator Catherine Cortez Masto of Nevada accusing President Trump and Senate Republicans of trying to cut social programs so as to pay for the tax cuts they passed a year ago.
And now, to pay for their cuts, GOP leadership is beginning their attacks on critical programs for seniors and hardworking families in Nevada and throughout America by saying that Congress needs to look at the costs of these programs. This is nothing more than a veiled threat to target cuts to Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security to pay for their lavish corporate giveaway.
Earlier this month, U.S. Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell did say he believes the so-called entitlement programs are the real driver of the federal debt, and he said congressional unwillingness to trim those programs for years is a bipartisan problem. China's producing more billionaires than any other country in the world. That's according to a new report from UBS Bank that shows 55 Chinese people joined the ranks of the billionaires in 2017. The U.S. number 2 with 53 new billionaires. It brings the total number of billionaires around the globe to 2,158. With a total value of nearly $9 trillion, though the new report shows 34 Chinese residents who were billionaires falling off the list. And for USA Radio News,